gonna be alright.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless you. All right. God bless you too. Of our radio audience, as you're listening to this broadcast, you listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord bless and keep all of my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, asking you to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Get your pencils, friends. Get your paper ready. Write us, my friends. Call me today. I'm here in the prayer office all throughout the day. Some want that loved one back, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend. Some right now are dealing with court cases that seem unwinnable. Some of you at the sound of my voice are dealing with evildoers everywhere you look, and you're praying to yourself and asking yourself, where do they come from? Some right now have no peace in that home and would love to know how to dress around that home and turn that situation around. Oh, my God. And you know, my friends, we've had herbal remedies for those of you that have had different sicknesses in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that heart condition. And those of you that have that nature that's on vacation, or even if you're trying to grow hair on your head. Oh, my God, as we've said in the past, and I've said to almost every broadcast, there used to be someone, my friends, that can always go off into the woods with a crook or sack across their back, come back, board it, steep it, and strain it so they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain and that tingling in their arms, hands, and feet. Telephone number, friends. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number at times. 404-212-2444. Oh, my God, when you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready. For I know if you have just that faith, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around.
And so for the time I saw you, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, when I got in touch with you, I told you my plans, and so far they worked out. I quit my job, started my own business. Business is full. We just thank God for Reverend Gregory.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out quickly, too.
Well, it did pretty good because these people came out today, as a matter of fact, and they were telling me, people that start a business like this, sometimes they be empty. Maybe they have two for like a year. And I got full right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm. And it don't take a long time if you do if you do it and get it over with.
There you go.
Because, you know, I got on your case by trying to slow around once or twice, didn't I?
Yeah, because I was getting kind of, you know how you, what you call it? I don't know. Your willpower give up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Get that butt away from him. And then you would talk to him, and then I'd get me a little pep again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, here we are.
Got your own business at
Full House. Full House, thank God. So the next step is to build on some more.
Yeah.
Well, she said it was the weekend, I think. She said that she was envious.
Oh, my God. You know, friends, God is good. And you need to be diligent in all that you do as you plan and pray to put things together in your life. Prayer without works is dead. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. I'm asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do all throughout the day. I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Masterstroke oil and a prayer cloth and also a cross for you to keep your mind on your spirit and what you plan to do throughout the day. Some say, Rev, send me something to bathe with. Some right now say, Rev, send me something to dress around that business or that home. Right now, my friend, I'm going to give you that mailing address again, that telephone number. Write it down, my friends. 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. Remember to send your return address and telephone number when you write me, my friends, along with that prayer request. Now, my friend, I'm going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on that job, my friends, don't close your eyes, but let's feel the skies for as far as my voice can be heard. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Hold your child or your friend's hands. Join us. You might be even praying with someone you don't even know on the other side of town about the same situation that you're praying over. Right now, just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus.
The world will be.
Yes, my friends, I'm here to ask you to pray that problem away. No matter what you're facing, friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Once again, that mailing address, my friends. Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know that you'll be glad that you did, my friends.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be in a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony about a woman. Here's another testimony about gentlemen, young gentlemen that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Yes, friends. Telephone number once again, 404-212-2444. Write it down. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer office all throughout the day. Again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, my friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, after it's out of your reach, my friends, is something else to start over and get it back again. Again, friends, write that telephone number down, and I'll be here with you, and especially you that are in need, whether it's financial, whether it's a court case, whether it's something that's wrong in your body, and you've been to the doctor, good gracious, maybe you have a problem with peace around you and success on that business. 404-212-2444, and I know that you too can come through no matter where you've been before, my friends. Oh my God, make today your day. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. Again, friends, write it down, and I'll be here with you today letting you know that there is a way, my friends, and asking you not to give up and asking you, my friend, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, my friends. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. May God bless you and keep you. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Thank you.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Because truly, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us in clothing our right mind. O gracious Father, we ask that you will have thine own way, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue, O God, to fill us with your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, but most of all, revelation of your word. God, we thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, if you never do nothing else, God, you have done more than enough. Father God, we pray that, Lord God, you will look upon the people that are affected by this government shutdown. Father God, you are a God that is in control. God, you can turn everything around, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, move. God, we trust you, God. We're standing on your word. For your word say you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. Your word say you will supply every need according to the riches and glory, oh God. Lord, we're standing on your word, oh God. We believing, oh God, that there shall be a great turnaround. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter and the 37th verse? That's Daniel 4th chapter and the 37th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is recognize God's goodness. Recognize God's goodness. Nebuchadnezzar had learned what happens to those who walk in pride. You see, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And your reference scriptures are Psalm 138. Verse 6, Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 34th verse, Matthew, the 23rd chapter, the 12th verse, James, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, 1 Peter, 5th chapter and the 5th verse. You see, Jesus modeled the importance of humility, the willingness to treat others as worthy of more honor than yourself. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 11. The quality of being humble before God, Micah 6 and 8, and treating others according is demonstrated clearly in many ways in the Bible. Some of the lessons on humility show what happens to those who walk in pride. And that is our scripture on today, Daniel, the 4th chapter and the 37th verse. So what happens to prideful people? In the book of Proverbs, the Lord reveals to us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. There's 16th chapter and the 18th verse. We see numerous examples of this throughout scriptures. And we see how King Uzziah, we read about him, and it says, "But when he was strong, he grew proud to his destruction." 2 Chronicles 26 chapter in the 16th verse. So how does pride lead to destruction? Pride causes people to reject help they need from others. Pride causes people to reject the help they need from other people because you think that you got it all together. I don't need help from nobody. Bam, that's when destruction is going to come. Because prideful people refuse to listen and learn. When a person is unteachable and will not listen to anybody, that person is headed for destruction. There are many things we cannot do for ourselves, but pride brings destruction by deluding us into thinking that we don't need help. We can do it ourselves. I beg to differ. You need help from somebody. You don't know it all, and you can't do it all. So in Daniel 4, King Nebuchadnezzar had been boasting that it was by his own power that the great city had been built. Even while he was speaking, God said, Nebuchadnezzar, this day you lost the kingdom. Why is that? God will not share his glory with nobody. Nebuchadnezzar lost the city of Babylon because he was saying he did it himself. He didn't need no help. He built it himself. If you are going to claim it as your own, listen to the Holy Ghost will, as though it was your ability or your strength, God will step away with consequences. Mm-hmm. You see, for 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar lost his throne and he lost his sanity. He lost his throne and he lost his sanity. But what's interesting is that when Nebuchadnezzar changed his mind and realized it was God who had given him the favor, that it was God who had promoted him, he humbled himself and spoke this scripture. And he was saying, my power, my might. Now, he was saying, I praise the King of heaven. He knew that wasn't by his power nor his might. That he recognized who built that city of Babylon. It wasn't him, it was God. Instead of taking the credit, he started giving God the credit. When he did, God gave him another chance and put him back in power. I'm saying this because whatever you are doing for God, it is not your ability. It is not by your strength. It is not by your power nor your might. It is all God. You are a willing vessel being used by God. Do not become prideful. Remain humble. God is getting ready to use many of you. And some of you are going to have to remain humble in the state that God is getting ready to take you. You have to look at it. This not me. Because when people be telling me, oh, you done this well, you done that well. No, to God be the glory. Because I cannot do nothing unless God use me. I cannot do it. I cannot talk. I cannot do anything unless the power that resides in me come out of me. and take complete control. I recognize without the Spirit of God, I'm useless. Come on here, somebody. Without the Spirit of God, I can't do nothing. But with him, I can do all things. But you see here, Nebuchadnezzar realized that wasn't him. That was our God. So what God did, God gave him another chance and put him back in power. People of God, God wants us to walk in humility. This story of Nebuchadnezzar madness, it shows the seriousness of pride. God will never allow us to take credit for something he and only he has done. So when you're constantly giving God the honor and the credit for what he's done, there is no limit to how high you will go. There is no limit to how far God will use you. But you must remain humble. Because remember, God will not share his glory with nobody. So I'm pleading with you on today. If you have stepped out of order, go back to your first love. Repent and ask God to forgive you. And watch, he will put you back to where you was. He will give you another chance. Recognize the goodness of God. Recognize that without God, I wouldn't even be here today. Recognize without God, I would not be able to do nothing. Everything that I'm doing is all God. Recognize the goodness of God. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High who rules over the nations. Father God, we recognize your goodness in our lives. Even when it seems bleak, even when we don't understand, and even where we are today, God, we recognize your goodness. Lord, you choose to bless us, to have mercy on us, and to take us where we couldn't go on our own. And we just want to say thank you. God, we just want to glorify you. God, we humble ourselves and we give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. God, you are never short of your word, God. God, we're standing on your promises each and every day, God, realizing that they shall come to pass. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We glorify you, God. God, we praying for unity, God. We praying for unity in the White House. Unity, God. Unity in our city, God. Unity in our state. Unity in our nation, God. Realizing that you are in control, God. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, God. We give you all the honor and all the praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Whoo, God, I thank you. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Continue to keep the people that are without jobs in your prayer. Most of them next month would not.